have traveled here from the year 1992 to say this is fashionable magic.
if you can hear me? Is there anyone at home? Come on, come on now. I hear you're breathing down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax, relax. I'll need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got that feeling once again. I can't explain, you will not understand. This is not how I am. I have become comfortably numb.
people. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio. I'm your host, Manning. Joining me in the Yurt Radio this week, as last week, is Annie.
Hello, folks.
It is a gorgeous day, this November 10th.
Bizarrely gorgeous.
Yeah, considering, I think, wasn't it just yesterday? It was kind of gross and rainy.
And snowing.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird.
Yeah.
And earlier this morning, it looked like it was going to be all foggy and stuff. But it's not. It's really pretty. I'm looking at... there's not a huge amount of stuff going on today, but we are going to... we have some games to discuss. And also, today's going to be a bit of a cartoon-themed day. You'll see what I mean in a little while. Annie, do you have anything you wanted to talk with people about before we go into the next block of songs?
I'm good with going into songs now, and in a little bit we'll talk a bit about my favorite card game of the week.
Excellent. So, before I explain this next bit of... just a sec. Ooh! Alright. So, this next bit of song... song style is mostly just for me, and for a small portion of our audience. It's just going to be a short bit, not going to take up the whole episode, but today is the season 3 premiere of a cartoon I rather enjoy, so I'm going to be playing some fan-made songs inspired by the show. All right. And we have a request coming up, so that'll be fun. We're just getting this thing to load.
Darn YouTube.
Yeah. Alright. This is, starting us off... starting us off tonight is this afternoon is Fluttershy's Lament. You're listening to Yurt Radio, Fashionable Magic. Do-do-do-do-do. And here we go.
I'm is going down through the entire town, wreaking anarchy and all it brings. I can't sit idly, no, I can't move at all. I curse the name, the one behind it all. Discord, I'm howling at the moon and sleeping in the middle of a summer afternoon. Discord, what heaven did we do to make you take our world away? Discord, are we a prey alone, or are we just a stepping stone for taking back the throne? Discord, we won't take it anymore, so take your tyranny away. Changing status quo, but not in letting go. Now the world is being torn apart. A terrible catastrophe played by a symphony. What a terrifying work of art. I can't sit idly, no, I can't move at all. I curse the name, the one behind it all. Discord, I'm howling at the moon and sleeping in the middle of a summer afternoon. Discord, what heaven did we do to make you take your world away? And sleeping in the middle of a summer afternoon. Discord, whatever did we do to make you take our world away? Discord, are we a prey alone, or are we just a stepping stone for taking back the throne? Discord, we won't take it anymore, so take your tyranny away.
There's something happening on the internet and I don't really get it. Once again, I'll have to say I'm not into that, but I'm sure that I'll regret it, cause I know thousands of people've never cared about anything more. They spent the last 6 months making tumblers, fanfic, and bulletin boards, and I think all that excitement is great. But when they ask, I have no choice. I still have to say that I don't have a favorite pony, cause I've never seen that show, and I don't have a favorite pony. I'm 31 years old and I don't have a favorite pony, cause I'm a self-respecting dude, and I don't have a favorite pony, cause I just can't choose. Dash the Pegasus has rainbow hair, and the cutest cutie Mark and Applejack is the strongest mare always working so hard, and Fluttershy has totally got that Maryland vibe going on. When it comes to the beauty prize, the rarity's already won, and Pinkie Pie's excitement could fuel a jet plane. But Twilight's the nerdiest, and that goes a long way. But I don't have a favorite pony, cause I've never seen that show, and I don't have a favorite pony, cause I'm 31 years old, and I don't have a favorite pony, cause I'm a self-respecting dude, and I don't have a favorite pony, cause I just can't choose. Well, my goal is to make this a better planet, and I don't take that lightly. I should be working my butt off all day, damn it. And if any luck I might be, but it's equally probable that instead of changing the world, I've spent the last 6 hours watching a cartoon made for a little girl. So battles in the real world are so complexly won. It's all so much simpler in Equestria, but I don't have a favorite pony. I don't have one even though I've spent the whole day trying to pick by watching all episodes. I don't have a favorite pony because I'm a self-respecting guy, and I don't have a favorite pony because I like Spike.
Thank you.
nothing can stop the smooze from the original My Little Pony movie. It's only good part of that movie. I had to watch it as a kid. We only had not very many movies around when you're so before that was I Don't Have a Favorite Pony by Hank Green.
Actually, I think there's turtles somewhere in there.
Yes, there were. Yeah, that was by request. Turtle sex. All right. And before that, Discord by Eurobeat Brony and Fluttershy's Lament. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio. Annie, you said you had a card game you wanted to talk about?
I do indeed. Today I wanted to talk about one of the first card games I ever seriously played as a kid. You know, after all the things that you typically get, like Sorry and, trouble, you know. But I was with my uncle, and my uncle he has provided me with all of the cool card games in my life. And he introduced me to this game called Mamma Mia, where you make pizza. Essentially, it's a game where you have cards with all different kinds of pizza toppings on them. You get cards with orders on them, and basically you have to fill the orders. It sounds much more simple than it is. It involves piling all of the pizza toppings together and trying to remember what was...
You can't see it, but we're totally doing that pose from the meme. Pile on all the toppings!
Exactly! And it involves remembering what cards players put down, and it's a fairly short game. I'd say 20 minutes to half an hour. I think it's supposed to be for 2 to 5 players. Usually, I only have one other person to play card games with me. So it usually becomes a 2-player game. You can get it for like $8 to $10. I'd highly recommend it, especially if you're looking for like a fairly simple to learn game that you can play quickly with a bunch of friends. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, it's always nice to have games to play.
It is. I think next week we might be talking a little more in depth about Blokus.
Ooh, excellent.
Which is a game I'm particularly fond of because I've only lost it like twice.
Excellent. That always inspires a certain something in a game.
It does. I'm challenging Manning to a game of it this week.
Yes.
And
it's going to be a fun time.
And then we're going to discuss it. Excellent. It'll be cool.
Excellent. Coming up next, we've got Pitiful Old Man from Adventure Time. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio. For it.
You're so annoying, you pitiful old man. I'd like to help you, but I don't know if I can. I thought you were nuts, but you're really, really, really nuts. Every time I move, eventually you find me and start hanging around. Just another lame excuse to see me, man. It's getting me down. You know I'm actually glad to see you. Maybe I'm the one who's nuts. Marceline, is it just you and me in the wreckage of the world? That must be so confusing for a little girl. And I know you're going to need me here with you, but I'm losing my myself, and I'm afraid you're going to lose me too.
Oh yeah, keep it going.
This magic keeps me alive, but it's making me crazy, and I need to save you. But who's going to save me? Please forgive me for whatever I do when I don't remember you.
Marceline, I can feel myself slipping away. I can't remember what it made me say. But I remember that I saw you frown. I swear it wasn't me, it was the crown. This magic keeps me alive, but it's making me crazy. And I need to save you, but who's going to save me? Forgive me for whatever I do.
Well, I don't remember you.
Da-da.
Wasn't that pretty? That was Island Song from
Adventure Time.
Excellent. And before that, also from Adventure Time, that was Pitiful Old Man.
Yes. Marceline and the Ice King singing together.
Wonderful.
If you aren't aware, the second half of the season finale / maybe season opener at this point is for Adventure Time is coming on Monday. Should all watch it because Adventure Time is beautiful.
You have to love a good cartoon.
You do. It's especially when every episode is only 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's hard not to watch, really.
Yeah, definitely. You say you had a short story you want to share with us?
I did. It's, today I found this website called Places You Can Find Cats, which is just, it's beautiful. It's pages and pages and pages of pictures of cats sitting places where cats sit. And I came across this story. It's about the Prophet Muhammad, and apparently he had a cat. And one day he was getting up for prayer, and he was going to take his prayer robes when he noticed that his cat was sleeping on them. And as we all know, nobody wants to disturb a sleeping cat. So instead, he cut off the part of the robe that the cat was sleeping on, and he went to prayer. And when he came back, his cat bowed to him in thanks, and they went on with their lives.
Aww.
I just thought it's adorable. You don't get many religious figures with stories about their cats.
No.
We need more of that in the world.
I bet you Joshua Bar Joseph, aka Jesus, was a dog person.
I don't know about that, Manning.
You're listening to Fashionable Magic, classic rock and geek culture. We're going to play a little bit more music now. This next song is U2 and Leonard Cohen, Tower of Song, on Yurt Radio.
That rumble, you know, that voice that seemed to come from, you know, the subway. I thought he was sexy soul singer.
He finds the light in things, like in Anthem, you know, there's a crack in everything.
My favorite of his songs is Tower of Song. I think maybe because I feel like I've been there myself sometimes. But it's really a masterpiece, that song.
Yeah, I should really have continued performing.
I should really have continued performing
so that the songs themselves could develop. So maybe if I ever go out on the road again, which it's not a bad idea. It's becoming more and more attractive to me as we drink.
Thank you.
not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. Space is filled with a network of wormholes. You might emerge somewhere else in space, somewhere else in time.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The cosmos is full beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
But the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, it synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The surface of the Earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.
Carl Sagan and the Symphony of Science with A Glorious Dawn featuring Stephen Hawking. Before that, it was U2 and Leonard Cohen with Tower of Song. I think this has been a really good episode thus far. Mostly over. Still about like 10 minutes to go.
Yep.
Yeah. Annie, did you have anything you particularly want to play?
Oh, no! I did not prepare for this.
Okay. Let's see. Any news you want to talk about?
I'm not sure. Homestuck hasn't updated in a while. It's kind of all the news that's going on in my life. Just to let you guys know, we are planning out schedules for our future shows so that it'll be a little more guided.
Yeah, we'll actually have things to talk about. It'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why you should come back.
Absolutely. But before going to the next block of songs, just want to talk a little bit about next. I know you're probably sick of Star Wars news, but they've confirmed Michael Arndt will write the next Star Wars episode. He was the writer of Toy Story 3.
That's promising.
It might be the first Star Wars movie with legitimately good
a screenplay, it'll be a welcome change. Because I do like Star Wars movies, don't get me wrong, but the screenplay has always been the weakest, the script has always been the weakest aspect of those movies. Just like, and if you disagree with me, I just have a few words. You are a scruffy-looking nerf herder. Just puzzle on that for a little while.
I've never seen the Star Wars movies.
Really?
Yeah, I always feel like a bad dork or something.
It's a perfectly valid thing. You don't have to. It's not like required viewing. Although there is a kind of a lot of reference to it in our pop culture. But I think the number of people who have never seen Star Wars, like, who are also willing to admit to it, I think it's going to, like, keep growing.
Yes.
Future.
I do hope so.
All right. Heading into the last block of songs, I want to play something that's very deep and near to my heart. You're listening to Yurt Radio, Fashionable Magic, Classic Rock and Geek Culture, and... because these last 5 minutes will be very personal for me. Here we go.
Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes. don't worry. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
That was Under Pressure with David Bowie and Queen. Before that, MC Hammer with You Can't Touch This. Two great tastes that taste great together. We're wrapping up our show for the day, and I want to thank you for joining me, and I want to thank Annie. Today's been a pleasure. I think it's probably the best show I've done thus far.
Yeah.
Excellent work. This is Manning, signing off with Fashionable Magic for November 10th. And remember, black magic goes with everything.